基督哥罗西书第一章。
We'll begin by reading the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians, chapter 1.
二十三节
We begin with verse 23.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里。成了有荣耀的盼望。
To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能，尽心竭力。
To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
So this concludes the scripture reading portion.
我们一起再有一点祷告。
Let us have some further word of prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
感谢你这样在恩典中拯救了我们。
Thank you that you saved us in your grace.
你不仅把我们从罪恶和过犯中拯救出来。
Not only you rescued us out of our sins and transgressions.
不仅让我们脱离死亡。
Not only you saved us out of
death. 你把我们带进你自己生命的里面。
But you brought us into your life.
你今天是我们的生命。
Today you are our life.
我们今天和你一同藏在神里面。
We have been hidden in God.
你在你无限的恩典里面还在这呼召我们。
And by your infinite grace, you continue to call us.
让我们进入神旨意的交通。
That we may truly enter into the fellowship of your purpose.
让我们来经历你自己在基督里一切的丰盛。
You help us to experience all the fullness and the richness in Christ.
今天你就是我们的荣耀。
Today you are our glory.
你就是我们荣耀的盼望。
You are the hope of glory.
你是我们的一切。
You are our all in all.
早晨我们把满心的感恩和赞美都归给你。
So this morning we give all our thanksgiving and praises.
我们求主你借着圣灵来启示我们。
By your Holy Spirit, may you reveal yourself to us.
带领我们进入你自己更丰满的交通的里面。
Bring us into an even fuller fellowship in Christ.
我们在你面前承认，我们所能够知道的连一半也不到。
We truly confess before you that half cannot be fancied.
所以我们愿意向你完全的敞开。
But we want to open ourselves completely
忘记背后努力面前
Forget what lies behind and press on forward
让你早晨在这里可以更深的来光照启示我们
That you have a greater light shine into us and better,a greater revelation in us
你向我们施恩
May you have mercy on us
我们一同谦卑的都等候在主的面前
We humbly come before you to wait before you
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen, Amen.我们这一次的聚会是交通道进入神旨意的交通
The topics of these gatherings is to enter into the fellowship of His or God's purpose
这是我们神的儿女最重要的一件事
This is the most important matter to the children of God
进入神旨意的交通
To enter into the fellowship of His purpose
是我们一切问题的解答
And this will be the answer to all of our questions
弟兄姊妹我们看见使徒保罗在这里他不住的祷告
Here we see Paul says he prays unceasingly
他在这里这个不达目的绝不罢休的祷告
He will pray until the end until his purpose is fulfilled
因为我们必须进入神旨意的交通的里面
Because we must enter into the fellowship of his will
让我们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意
That we may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and in all spiritual understanding
让我们在地上的行事为人对得起主
That we may be, we may walk worthy of the Lord
成为主耶稣基督的见证
To become His testimony
当我们看见他在这里交通到这一个这个进入到神旨意交通的时候
As Paul fellowshiped on the to enter into this fellowship
他给我们看见爱子
He allows us to see the son of his love
他一讲到爱子他就停不下来了
And as he start to mention the son of God's love
他不仅给我们看见爱子在神的心目中他的那样的荣耀的地位
He reveals to us that glorious position of the Son of God in the heart of God
父所有的爱都在他爱子里面
All the love of the Father is in the Son
父他是何等的尊重他的儿子
How the Father honors his Son
他也盼望我们这些神的儿女都来尊重神的儿子
And He also desires for all the children of God to honor
the Son of God 尊重神的儿子就是尊重父
To honor and to adore the Son of God is to honor the Father.
我们的神他是何等的宝贝他的儿子。
How our God treasures His Son.
神也盼望我们每一个他的儿女都宝贝我们的主。
In the same way, He desires all the children of God to treasure the Lord Jesus.
他后面给我们看见这位神的儿子，这位爱子，他和创造的关系
And he continues to reveal to us the relationship between the Son of God with all creation
和新造的关系
with the new creation
他又在凡事上居首位
that he will be preeminent in all things
他后面就给我们看见神的儿子他荣耀的工作
and later on he shows us that glorious work of the Son of God
他在十字架上所成就的工作实在是太荣耀了
and all the work that he has accomplished on that cross is so glorious
他说这个工作不是以我们为中心的。
And he says the work of God is not centered upon us.
他说这个十字架的工作他要把万有都带到一个地步和这里中文翻成和他相合和这二十节这个与他自与都与自己和好了。
And he says the work on the cross through the blood of the cross he were to reconcile all things to himself from verse 20
这一个翻译不是 himself 不是他自己
and this translation actually is not God himself
在这个查考原文弟兄们告诉我们说他是 itself
the brothers who search through the original text says this isactually is translated to reconcile all things to itself.
这个 itself 是指的什么说的呢?
So what is this it?
这个 it 是指的丰盛说的。
This it talks about the fullness of God.
如果你仔细读这一段的上下文，你发现他那个所代表的是丰盛。
If you read this whole portion of the scripture in context, you will see this is talking about that fullness that God has promised.
主耶稣在十字架上的工作是要恢复神他起初在万有中的心意。
The work of Christ Jesus on the cross is to restore God's purpose.
神在万有中，他盼望他的儿子充满在万有的里面。
And God desired for His Son to be filling.
这丰盛都充满在万有的里面。
That all the fullness of the Son will be in all the creation.
主耶稣十字架的工作是要和这一个丰盛相配、相合。
And the work of the cross of the Lord Jesus is so that all the fullness can be restored unto Himself.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
他说后面说说首先要在我们身上主耶稣的这个血和十字架在我们身上也要做工。
But not only this, the blood of the cross will do a work in us.
他说也要和自也要把我们引到他自己面前引到自己面前。
That he will bring us to himself.
也叫你们与自己和好。
Now he has reconciled.
这个二十一节的这一个自己。
That verse 21, this your himself.
这个二十二节的这一个自己。
In verse 22 also mentions the same.
都是那个 it, 都是那个 itself.
It's all talking about this itself.
弟兄姊妹。我们读哥罗西书的时候，我们里面觉得非常的宝贵。
And says, as we read the book of Colossians, there is a preciousness in our heart.
神今天拯救我们。
The Lord has saved us today.
并不是说我们在地上过一个好日子就可以了。
It's not so that we can live a good life on the earth.
因为他乃是要把我们拯救到一个地步。
But he will save us to a point, a position.
是和他的那个丰盛是相合的。
That we can be reconciled to the fullness of Christ.
是神的那个丰盛可以充满在他教会的里面。
That the fullness of Christ can be filling
all in the church. 首先要在我们这些蒙恩得救、这些出熟的果子身上达到他自己的旨意。
That we can be that firstborn from the dead. That we can fulfill the will of God in us first.
哇，弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这里的时候。弟兄姊妹，我们没有理由好像在那里一直的把自己限制在我们自己的里面。
So as we read of this, we have no more reason to limit ourselves in ourselves.
读哥罗西书，我们这个人就被扩大。
As we read the book of Colossians, we will be enlarged.
读哥罗西书，我们就觉得说我们要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
It presses us so that we can forget what lies behind and press on forward.
今天我们所领受，我们所经历的，真的连一半都不到啊。
Truly, what we can receive today, what we have experienced today, is less than half.
主耶稣十字架的工作实在太伟大了。
The work of the Lord on that cross is so great.
他要叫万有，叫他的教会，叫我们每一个人，他要做工到一个地步，和他的丰盛是相配的。
He will do such a work that all creation, his whole church, every one of us will be reconciled to the fullness of himself.
弟兄姊妹，难怪使徒保罗他在这个腓立比书里面，他常常说我要忘记背后，努力面前呢。
And therefore, Paul.Keep saying in the book of Philippians, I forget what lies behind it. Press on forward.
我要得着基督耶稣从上头来招我所要得着的。
So that I may lay hold of the goal for the upward call in Christ Jesus.
因为他看见在基督耶稣里那个神的十字架主耶稣十字架的工作所要达到的那样荣耀的光景。
Because he has seen the glimpse of that finished work with the desire of the Lord on the cross.
所以他告诉我们一件非常重要的事。
So he tells us this most important thing.
如果我们不以这个意念为我们的意念
，If that is not our goal, if that's not our heart,
事实上是基督十字架的仇敌。
Then we become an enemy to the cross of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，什么是基督十字架的仇敌
？What does it mean to be called an enemy of the cross of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，我们有想过。我们会不会成为基督十字架的仇敌呢
？Have we even imagined that we could become the enemy of the cross?
我从来没想过。
I've never thought of that.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫基督十字架的仇敌？
What does it mean to be the enemy of the cross?
如果我今天我靠着主的恩典，
Today by God's grace，
我有好的夫妻生活，
I have a good family life，
我有很好的儿女，
I have good children，
都上很好的学校，
They all go to very good schools，
他们后来都找着很好的工作，
They all end up finding good jobs，
他们都回来聚会的，
And they all come back to the gathering，
他们在聚会中都还进供应的，
And they even serve in the gatherings，
我们在地上过得非常好的生活，
We live a very good life on the earth。
弟兄姊妹，如果这是我们的目标，
If this is our goal，
弟兄姊妹，不知不觉我们会成为基督十字架的仇敌。
Gradually, without even knowing, perhaps we will become the enemy of the cross.
因为基督的十字架要把我们带进丰盛的。
Because the purpose of the cross is to bring us into that fullness.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前，有的时候我们觉得说很多的话跟我们没有关系的。
So often, as we read the Bible, we feel like half of the verses have nothing to do with us.
有人说你这个人从德国跑过来讲一些，哇，好像很耸，叫什么，危言耸听的话。
Some people say you come back from Germany to talk about all these high and lofty thoughts.
你知道在曾经神的工作在那一块国土有很好的这个复兴的工作。
You know, but you know, God's work had done a wonderful restoration, a revival in Germany.
他们都领受了神丰富的恩典。
There were many children of God, saints in the church who received great grace.
从主那里得着从上头来的智慧。
They have received wisdom from above.
那个学校里面，他们告诉我们说，在德国，他们的那个经济的那个整个的系统是整个经济系统里最稳定的。
And they were, some people were telling me that the economic system in Germany is the most stable.
他说你如果在德国，只要你不要随随便便做点坏事的话。
If you live in Germany, as long as you don't do illegal or unlawful things.
一直到你最后进到坟墓。
From the day you're born until you enter into your grave.
你这一生都安排好了。
Your whole life is set.
你不需要那么多忧愁。
You don't have to have too many worries.
当然你也不需要很多的祷告。
And of course you don't have to pray too much.
哦，你的生活非常的好。
Your life is set.
各方各面你都称心如意。
That you will have a good life all the way you want.
他们那边做工刚一入职就30天的假。
As soon as you enter into your workplace, you have minimum 30 days of vacation.
我不知道你们在这工作多少年能够挣一年30天的假。
I don't know how many years you have to work at your company to get 30 days vacation.
我们觉得这神的祝福太大了。
So you could say people in Germany are so blessed.
这实在是神因着那一块国土曾经归向他，真的赐下多少的祝福。
Because the Lord has blessed that land, just from the blessing that he had received from his reconciliation.
如果神的教会以这个为目标的话，
But if that's the goal of the church,
你知道这没过多少年，
It doesn't take many years.
你今天去在德国的基督教的学校，他们的牧师告诉所有的人说，圣经不是神的话。
I have seen those seminary schools, even the preachers will say,the Bible is not the word of God.
他们的牧师说神是想象出来的。
They would openly say that God is imaginary.
你敢想象吗？
Could you picture that?
一半都想不到啊。
Half cannot be fancied.
我们根本不敢相信的。
I wouldn't even believe it.
弟兄姊妹，不进入神旨意的交通，我们以为是无所谓的事情。
We think it's no big deal to not enter into the fellowship of.
我们不觉得使徒保罗在这里不住的祷告，好像不达目的绝不罢休的祷告，好像是很过分的事情。
And we thought it's too much for Paul to say he would not cease to pray.
我相信那是神的灵在他里面感动的。
But it's the spirit of God that moved him.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现，就是神的儿女，有一天会成为基督十字架的仇敌。
And it's unimaginable that children of God could even become the enemy of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，因为基督的十字架是以神的丰满为目的。
Because the purpose of the cross is to bring in that fullness.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读哥罗西书的时候
，So as we read the book of Colossians，
我不是弟兄姊妹说你这个人在这里喊半天，那我们这些还有希望吗
？And you, some people may say you are shouting here so loud. What hope do we have？
那我们这么软弱
？We are so weak。
我们多少的失败
？How many failures have we？ Experienced?
我们又很愚昧
，And we're fools。
我们有缺乏
，And we have lacking。
我们没有力量
，We have no strength。
我们能进入吗
？How can we enter into a fullness？
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道以色列百姓他们那个时候进入迦南是我们今天进入神旨意交通的一幅非常生动的图画。
That the Israelites, when they entered into the land of Canaan, it is a type, it is a great picture that shows us how we can enter into fullness.
以色列百姓软弱是不是成为他们进入迦南的拦阻。
Israelites, they were very weak, but did that become a hindrance to prevent them from entering the Canaan?
他们有很多的失败，是不是他们进入迦南的拦阻
？They had many failures, but did that prevent them from entering into Canaan?
他们愚昧
，They were foolish.
他们缺乏
，They had lot of lackings.
他们各方面都不行啊。
They have many things that were not very good.
是不是这些就成为他们进入迦南的拦阻呢
？But did any of that prevent them from entering into Canaan?
弟兄姊妹，别说这些失败、软弱、无能，或者这些愚昧。
Not to mention all of these weaknesses, lackings, or foolishness.
我们有首诗歌说，就是撒旦、罪恶、死亡、世界都不能。
There's a hymn that says even Satan, death, the world.None of that can prevent us.
没有一样可以阻止我们。
Nothing can prevent us.
他们不能够进入，只是因着不信的缘故。
The only reason that will prevent us from entering in is unbelief.
我们觉得我们的软弱可以拦阻我们。
So if we think that our weakness will prevent us,
我们的愚昧拦阻我们。
If you think that our own foolishness can prevent us,
弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
只有一个原因
There will be only one reason
就是不信的原因
That unbelief
所以你看我们读到二十三节的时候
So as we read verse 23
他这里面他说只要你们在所信的道上恒心
If or indeed you continue in your faith
在圣经里面只要你听到 if 或者只要这种的词
As long as you read about this kind of phrases, if or only if,
这里就是讲到经历了。
It talks about his experience.
不是讲到真理。
It's not talking about doctrines.
真理是不能用 if, 不能用只要的。
And it's not truth, because truth cannot be described by if.
这里说只要你们在所信的道上恒心。
Here it says if you continue in the faith.
弟兄姊妹。这里讲得非常的清楚
It is very clear
这和这个希伯来书这个那里所告诉我们的一模一样
It's the same as it was described in the book of Hebrews
希伯来书就告诉我们说他们不能够进入美地就是因着不信的缘故
the book of Hebrews said it very clearly they were not able to enter in because they were because of their unbelief
弟兄姊妹我们今天坐在这里的我们都说我们信了。
All of us sitting here, we all claim that we believe.
我们难道不信吗
？Do we not believe?
我们都信了。
We truly, certainly have believed.
那为什么很多时候我们进不去呢
？Well, how come so often we cannot enter in?
我们看见这里他说这一个信哈，他又在所信的道上恒心。
Yet here it tells us we need to continue in our faith.
就是要一直的信。
To keep having faith.
弟兄姊妹，你开始是怎么信的
？How you had believed in the beginning?
约翰福音第一章告诉我们说，凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，神就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 tells us, "For to anyone who believes, the Lord gives the right to be called children of God."
弟兄姊妹，信就是接受。
To believe is to receive.
我们开始都接受了。
In the very beginning, we have all received.
你要是不接受主耶稣，你没有得救。
If we don't accept the Lord Jesus, there is no salvation.
我们都接受了主耶稣。
Certainly, we have all accepted him.
但是我们今天在所信的道上有没有恒心
？But have we continued in our faith?
弟兄姊妹，今天你发现很多时候我们是信而不受。
Sometimes today as we live, we believe, but we don't accept.
是不是这样呢？
Is that not true?
如果今天神给你恩典，你要不要？
Today, if the Lord gives you grace, would you take it?
当然我们接受。
Yes, of course we accept it.
如果今天神派两个碎石机来了。
But if today the Lord sent two breakers with stone crushers,
你看那约伯，他生命中至少有三个很厉害的碎石机。
And you see Job again, in his life there were at least three very powerful stone crushers.
最后我们发现约伯是最厉害的那个。
But at the end, you find out Job was the strongest of all.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神他在他主宰的环境里面，主宰的权柄里，给我们。环境中有许多我们觉着我们不要的东西。
And by God's sovereignty, by God's authority, He brings many things in our life that we didn't want.
我们信而不受。
We believe Him, but we can't accept these things.
有个弟兄说，如果神把一个最宝贵的钻石放在最精美的盒子里给你，你要不要？
One brother described it this way. He says, if the Lord put a very beautiful diamond in a very beautiful presentation case and give it to you, would you accept it?
如果他愿意，神乐意把这个最珍贵的钻石放在一个三轨制 bag 里面，放在一个这个三明治的这个纸皱皱的就给你了。
But if the Lord's willing, He puts this beautiful diamond in a crumbly sandwich bag and He give that to you.
我们一看就扔掉了。
If you see that sandwich bag all crumbly, you just throw it away.
这哪是从耶和华来的？不要了。
You will sniff at it and say, "This is not from the Lord."
弟兄姊妹，我不认为说神偏待人。
I don't think God shows partiality.
圣经上说神从来不偏待人。
The Bible tells us He does not show partiality.
你发现那些在神面前信而接受的人
？You see, there are people who believe and accept Him.
不仅从前接受，今天还是接受。
Not only they have accepted the Lord before, but they continue to accept.
慈爱接受，诚实也接受。
They accept the Lord, accept His loving kindness, accept His truth and faithfulness.
鼓励接受，责备也接受。
Accept His encouragement, also accept His reprimand.
我觉得神的儿女在信心上一个很大的软弱。
And so this becomes a great weakness in our faith sometimes.
信而不受。
We often believe, but we don't receive.
弟兄姊妹，这个信就成了死的信心。
Then this faith becomes dead.
我们说我们有信心。
We say we have faith.
但你发现这个信心不能够让我们在生命中经历丰盛。
Yet this faith cannot allow us to experience its fullness.
信不仅它是接受。
But having true faith not only is to receive,
他后面说根基稳固
but also they are grounded and steadfast.
这个英文很好，他说它是一个根基，就是说你这个信不仅接受，信还要倚靠。
There is the faith. Not only there is faith, but it's grounded and rooted.
你还要把你的信心放在那块磐石的上。
And you have to be grounded and had foundation on that solid rock.
弟兄姊妹，我们生命中有磐石的。
Do you know that we have a solid rock in our life?
今天神的儿女信是信了。
Today, many children of God, they did believe.
有许多神的儿女信而不靠。
Many children believe, but they cannot lean on this faith.
他们靠 Google。
They can trust in Google.
现在靠 Chat GPT.
Or they can even trust in Chat GPT.
他们靠年长的弟兄。
They can trust in elderly brothers and sisters.
他们靠教会。
They can trust and lean on the church.
弟兄姊妹，神告诉我们说，我们有主耶稣的宝血，那是磐石。
But the Bible has told us that the precious blood of Christ, that is our solid rock.
弟兄姊妹，我们会软弱。
Yes, we do have weaknesses.
有的时候我们还真的跌倒了。
Very often we even fall.
你靠什么？
What do we lean on?
我们想说靠我们在神面多流几滴眼泪，我们就刚强了。
Do you think that just by shedding a few more tears before the Lord, you will become strong?
有人跟我说，稍微给我点时间恢复恢复。
Some people will say, "Give me some time to recover."
我们觉得只要时间拖长了，我们就刚强了。
Sometimes we feel like if we drag the time a little longer, then we become strong.
我们信而不倚靠。
We trust the Lord, but we cannot lean on Him.
主的话是磐石。
The word of the Lord is our
solid rock. 天地都会改变，主的话一点一划都不会改变。
The heaven and earth may pass away, but a little small stroke of the word of God will not pass away.
没多少的时候，环境没有一样是靠得住的。
So often our circumstances and environments cannot be trusted.
有的时候神把你带到一个环境，你好像觉得没有路走了。
Sometimes the Lord brings us into a circumstance where we find no way.
有好几年的时间。
There were many years.
我们说主啊，你把我们这样的带到德国，我们在这里做什么呢？
We have said to the Lord, you have brought us all the way to Germany. What are we to do here?
我们真的不知道做什么。
We really didn't know what we were doing.
因为我们的服事，那个环境是不接受的。
Because the way that we serve, the way our ministry is not accepted by the people, by the circumstance there.
弟兄姊妹，我们在那里不知道往哪里去。
We didn't know what our way was.
你要靠什么？
What can we trust in?
感谢主，当有一天读到诗篇七十七篇的时候。
We thank the Lord. One day I was reading Psalm 77.
那里告诉我们说，原来他的路在海中，他的道在大水之中。
Here it tells us the way of the Lord is in the ocean, is in the great waters.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道里面那个喜乐胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
I cannot describe the joy.Within my heart is greater than the full harvest.
主，我感谢你。
I say thank you, Lord.
原来你知道啊。
Because you know the way.
我看不见没关系啊。
I could not see the way, but that doesn't matter.
凭什么我非得都看见呢？
There's no reason for me to see everything.
我是谁呢？
Who am I?
你知道。
But you know.
他的路在大水之中啊。
His way is in the mighty water.
他的路在海中。
His way is in the oceans.
弟兄姊妹，你怕什么？
Whom do we have to fear?
你有可靠的。
We can trust in Him.
弟兄姊妹，主的话是可靠的。
The word of the Lord is trustworthy.
信而倚靠。
To believe and to trust in Him.
信不仅接受，而且倚靠。
Not only to accept Him, but to lean on Him.
后面他告诉我们，坚定不移。
And going forward, saying it's steadfast.
这里就特别好，不被引动，不能移动的。
It's unshakable.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个叫顺服。
This means to obey.
神把你摆在一个聚会里。
As the Lord place you in a certain fellowship.
神把你摆在一个环境里。
As He place you in a certain circumstance.
我们很多时候是信。
Sometimes we do believe.
我们不顺服。
But we cannot accept it or we cannot obey it.
我们总觉着神好像不知道我的环境。
Very often we feel that God did not know my difficulties.
神好像他安排错了。
Perhaps He had arranged something by mistake.
他怎么可以把这样的孩子量给我？
How can He bring such a child to my life?
他怎么可以把这种连这个微信都不懂的父母量给我？
How can He give me?These parents who don't even know how to operate WeChat.
他一拿手机，他就错。
And these parents are always making mistakes on their
technology. 这种父母，我们还能顺服吗？
How can we trust and obey these parents?
弟兄姊妹，信心它是活的。
But faith is living.
信心就接受。
If you have true living faith, you will accept it.
信心它就倚靠。
And you will lean into it.
信心它就顺服。
And you will obey.
弟兄姊妹，关于这方面，我们听了很多的见证。
And we have heard so many testimonies on things like this.
我们正求神怜悯我们。
So may the Lord truly have mercy on us.
抓住一切的机会，学习顺服。
Hold fast unto every opportunity to learn to obey.
如果你还不够二十岁，你们有二十岁吗？
If you are not yet 20 years old, such as our
high school, 是你这一生中最多机会学顺服的时候。
You are in the golden age in your whole life to learn obedience.
二十岁不学顺服。
If you don't learn obedience when you're in the 20s,
三十岁那脖子就更硬了。
Then your neck will be even stiffer when you turn 30.
过了三十岁，弟兄姊妹，没有多少人在跟你说 no 了。
That after you turn 30, not many people will say no to you.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在侍奉中。
As we serve in the ministry.
如果 有弟兄姊妹，如果有年长的弟兄姊妹，稍微的提醒你一下。
If there's brothers and sisters or elderly brothers who come and remind you of something,
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个机会真的不多。
You know, brothers and sisters, there are not many chances of that.
回想起来，那个时候年长弟兄他在很多的事上，他会跟我说 No.
The, when I look back, our elderly brother had.Often said no to me in different circumstances.
英子妹，我今天我觉着非常大的亏损。
As I look back, I felt very regrettable.
我今天能够被人家说 no 的机会太少了。
Not many chances I have today that other people will say no.
英子妹，这些机会随着我们年龄的增长，很快就失去了。
These opportunities will be lost as we grow older.
我们何等巴望羡慕进到神旨意的交通里面。
How we desire to enter into this fellowship of His purpose.
主量给我们多少宝贵的机会。
Then the Lord has measured out so many precious opportunities.
我们说我们信。
We say we believe.
我们等候神给我们，我们认为说是符合我们的，我们才接受。
And we're still waiting for God to give us something that we want to hear. And then
当我们佩服的时候，我们才顺服。
When only when we can wholeheartedly believe Him, then we will obey.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前要有这样的光。
But we need to have this light from the Lord.
只有不信拦阻神的儿女不能进到迦南。
Only this unbelief will prevent the children of God to enter into the promised land.
圣经讲得非常的清楚。
The Bible is very clear on this.
我们强调是我们的软弱。
We sometimes emphasize on our own weaknesses.
我们强调我们还不到二十岁。
We emphasize how young we are.
我们太年轻了。
We're too young.
神旨意跟我们没有关系。
The will of God is too far from us.
真的吗？
Is that true?
但以理十几岁就被带到巴比伦的王宫。
Daniel was brought into the palace of Babylon when he was a teenager.
他立志不让巴比伦的偶像沾染他。
But he set his heart to not be defiled by the things of the world.
他信而顺服。
He believed in the Lord and he obeyed him.
信而倚靠。
And he surrendered to the Lord by trusting in him.
你看他被带进神旨意的交通。
And he was able to be brought into the fellowship of God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，只有不信。
Only unbelief.
只有不信才成为我们进到神旨意交通唯一的拦阻。
That will be the only hindrance to keep you from entering into the promised land.
所以这里面我们看哥罗西书这里真的写得太好了。
So here the book of Colossians is so good.
他告诉我们说，当你这样的在所信的道上恒心根基稳固，坚定不移，不被引动，失去那福音的盼望。
So if you can continue in your faith to be grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel,
你发现都进到二十四节，非常的奇妙。
If you can do that, then you can enter into verse 24.
他这里就说到有一个叫做这个为了教会。要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
That Paul is talking about this thing about filling up in his flesh that which is lacking in the church.
这个非常奇妙。
And this is quite amazing.
进到神旨意的交通，我们想到的一定是丰盛。
As we think about entering into the fellowship of his purpose, we always think about this richness, all the fullness.
啊，真的是讲都讲不完呢。
And there are many things that we can fellowship on.
他的大能，他的智慧。
His might, his wisdom.
啊，他的荣耀，他的恩典。
His glory, his grace.
弟兄姊妹，怎么在到了二十四节，怎么讲到他其实原来的那个你要是读上下文，你知道他是讲到进入一个患难的交通里面。
But here suddenly he turns his angle to say we're entering into a fellowship of his suffering.
因为他被不知不觉就带进了身体的交通。
Because before you know it, we have been brought into the fellowship of the body of Christ.
如果我们今天愿意进入神旨意的交通。
If you're willing to enter into the fellowship of God's purpose,
你会发现在不知不觉中你就非常宝贝神的教会。
Then unconsciously, you realize there is a preciousness you feel in your heart towards the church of God.
教会太宝贵了。
You think this body life is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，这是元首唯一的身体。
And this is the only body of the only head.
弟兄姊妹，你发现只有一个身体。
There is only one body.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在这个身体里面，你所经历的丰富，连一半都不到。从前你想象的连一半都不到。
Then you realize the fullness of the body life that you have experienced was not even half.
所有在教会生活中有经验的弟兄姊妹。
For any brother or sister who had some experience in
the body life, 他们都可以跟我们做见证。
They can all testify.
你都在基督身体里的丰富，是你个人无论怎么追求，你连一半都想不到的。
That the fullness you could experience in the body of Christ is more than you can imagine, more than you can experience by yourself.
多少时候我们自己在那读圣经，我们怎么查考，怎么祷告，我们都不得其解。
So often we're reading the Bible by ourselves, we pray before the Lord, there are so many things we can't see the light.
前面弟兄们他们在讲到诗篇的时候。
But when other brothers and sisters were sharing about the Psalm,
你发现哥罗西书打开了。
And then suddenly this book of Colossians opened up to me.
有的时候在读一个福音书的时候。
Sometimes when we're reading the gospel book with other brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹在交通的是福音书。
A brother and sisters were sharing about the gospel.
创世纪给你打开了。
And suddenly there was a great light shown in the book of Genesis.
你如果真的进到神旨意的交通里。
If you truly can enter into the fellowship of his purpose.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的神的恩典太大了。
And you realize the grace of God is so great.
他让你看见说就我们这一个小小的这个基督身体的肢体在这一个丰富的面前实在是太狭隘了。
You will realize how small, how tiny is us as individual small members in front of this great fullness of the body of Christ.
当你进到基督身体的交通里面。
So as we enter into the fellowship of his body.
身体里的恩典你要不要?
Do you want to receive the grace in the body of Christ?
当然要。
Yes, of course.
那身体的患难你要不要?
And what about the suffering of the body?
这里讲的患难
Here when it talks about suffering or affliction
不是指的主耶稣十字架上所受的患难
It is not talking about the affliction of Christ on the cross
我们没有份的
We have no portion
of that 那是我们的主独自担当的
He alone had to bear
that suffering 他为我们受了生产之苦
For us he borne the suffering
这里所说的基督身体的患难
Here when it talks about the affliction of the body
是讲到身体长大说的
It's a growing pain
这是成长的痛苦。
This is a growing pain in the body.
弟兄姊妹，身体在长大的过程中一定有痛苦。
As the body grows, there has to be sufferings and afflictions.
如果一个在基督身体里的肢体
，If there is one member in the body of Christ,
他只要恩典，不要交通于身体的患难。
He only seeks after grace and he does not want to partake in the fellowship of the suffering.
最后的结果他只能够一个人聚会。
That at the very end he can only meet with himself.
这不是神的旨意。
That would not be the will of God.
这是从神的旨意交通里出去了。
Then you will be leaving from the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天许多神的儿女，他们说我和主的交通何等的甜美。
Some people would say today, my fellowship with my Lord is so sweet.
真的是骨髓肥油啊
！It is like the fatness of the bone marrow.
跟你们在一起，我这个肥油就没了。
As soon as I meet with you guys, this bone marrow, this fatness, it ran out.
我在这里面我要受苦了。
I suffer here.
我要受身体的限制。
I'm limited by the body.
我要进入到身体苦难的交通的里面。
I have to enter into the fellowship of the suffering of the body of Christ.
我看还是主与我，我与主比较好。
It is much better when I am with the Lord and Lord with me.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见仇敌在这里来欺骗我们。
So here we see the deceitfulness of the enemy.
事实上，在身体里面，他的祝福和他的痛苦是一件事的两面。
But in reality, the grace and the blessing and his suffering is the two sides of the same coin.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现，当你愿意接受在身体里的这一点点的痛苦
，and then you realize when you are able to accept the little suffering and the growing pain of the body, as you enter into the fellowship of his suffering,
你所经历的在基督里的恩典是你从前那一半都想不到的。
That the grace you could experience from in the body of Christ is more, you realize half could not be fancied.
事实说来，任何一个神的儿女。
In reality, any child of God.
如果不进入这一个身体苦难的交通。
If we cannot enter into the fellowship of the suffering of the body of Christ.
这一个肢体它不会真正成为一个刚强丰富的肢体。
Then this member of the body could not grow up, cannot be strong.
哇，弟兄姊妹，你发现进入身体的这个交通太宝贵了。
But it is so precious as we enter into the fellowship of the body.
我们今天要恩典。
Today, yes, we want grace.
弟兄姊妹，神，他让我们同时在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里。
At the same time, he brings us into the fellowship of his suffering, into the fellowship of his kingdom, his patience.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事！
What a wonderful thing!
弟兄姊妹，这不是少数的人才有的。
It is not reserved for a minority.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个肢体所一同所进入荣耀的交通。
But it is for every member of the body of Christ to enter in together.
哇，弟兄姊妹，说到这一方面，我想要讲的内容实在太多了。
And if I want to expand on this, there will be so much to say.
我想时间的缘故，我们可能就提点重点。
Because of time, I'll just mention a couple important things.
这个在他讲到最后的时候，二十九节。
When he goes to verse 29,
他说：“我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能，尽心竭力。”
He says, "To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily."
弟兄姊妹。这是什么意思
？What does that mean, brothers and sisters?
这是不是只是使徒保罗在这里有一个好的心愿
？Is that just the wishful thinking of Paul?
只是好像彼此劝勉的一种的鼓励的说法
？Is he just trying to encourage everyone?
就是说我呢，照着他在我里运行的大能大力，然后今天呢，我在这里服侍的时候是尽心竭力。
Now, is he just telling the saints the Lord is working in him mightily, so he's performing all these ministries and laboring?
这个尽心竭力
，and this word laboring，
这一个尽心竭力在原来的意思里面，它是 combating， 是一场的争斗。
But in the original text, it actually says he was combating. It's a battle.
这是一场。生死的搏斗
，and this is a life and death battle.
这是一个 fighting to death 的搏斗。
He is fighting to the death.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们摸到使徒保罗他写这句话背后的那个感觉
，and if you can touch a little bit of the sense of Paul as he writes this,
你会发现至于吗
？You will ask, is that really that serious?
不就是一点身体的患难吗
？Sure, you're talking about just the suffering of
the body. 不就忍一忍就好了吗
？It takes some endurance, some patience.
咬咬牙
，clench your teeth.
你让一步，我让一步。
You take a step back, I take a step back.
请他吃个饭。
I take him out for dinner.
不就是一顿饭钱吗
？It's just a meal, right?
至于吗？在那里好像说这个殊死的搏斗啊。
Is it really a fighting to life and death?
哦，这个要好像要这个是一个这个斗争到这个直到死。
As if you're really battling to the death.
弟兄姊妹，为什么使徒保罗他在这里讲这样的话呢
？How come Paul is so severe in his words?
他这里告诉我们说，他说他是照着他在我里面运行的大能。
He said he's striving according to the work.Of the Lord that's in him mightily.
使徒保罗，他在没有蒙恩得救以前
，Apostle Paul before he was saved.
你知道使徒保罗他在基督以外有多少的追求啊
？You know how many pursuit that he had outside of Christ.
他觉得他非常的爱神。
He thought he really loved God.
他是一个年轻人。
He was a young man.
他不追求世上的好处。
He did not pursue any good things of the world.
他也不上所谓世上的名校。
He did not care about all the Ivy Leagues of the world.
他也不去争夺这些所谓世上的任何的功名利禄。
He did not pursue positions, or honor in this world.
他只要单单的侍奉他的神。
He just wanted to serve his God.
哇，他在这个腓立比书第三章的人，这有多少可以夸口的地方啊
？And he listed in Philippians chapter 3 all these things that he could have boasted.
哇，他在神面前，他说他有第八天就受割礼了。
He said he was circumcised on the eighth day.
他是以色列族便雅悯支派的。
He was from the tribe of Benjamin.
希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
A Hebrew of the Hebrew.
他是。真正的法利赛人
He is a true Pharisee.
他说他在律法的意义上是无可指摘的。
In terms of the law, the righteousness according to the law, blameless.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这样的一个人，你看他能不能够进到神旨意的交通里呢
？For a person like this, could he have entered into the fellowship of God's purpose?
他觉着说。他已经在神面前已经得着了。
He thought he has already laid hold of.
有多少可以夸口的地方
？So many things he could have boasted.
感谢主，主真的在他里面，在他身上行了大能啊
！But it's truly a mighty work that the Lord has
在他身上做了何等翻转的工作
？What a turnaround！
在去这个。大马色的路上，我们看见使徒保罗被神完全击倒在地。
On the way to Damascus, he was struck down completely by the light.
整个的人生全都改变了。
His whole life turned 180 degrees.
从那天开始，他被带进神旨意的交通里。
From that day on, he was brought into little by little into the fellowship of God's purpose.
哇，这是神在他生命中运行的大能啊
！And that is the work that's working mightily in him.
他说要照着这个大能。
According to this might,
我在你们中间有一场的搏斗。
He said, "I'm striving in your midst."
殊死的搏斗。
There is a battle to the death.
为什么
？Why?
因为他说，从前我以为与我有益的。
Because once that I have thought as gain,
今天都当作有损。
Now I count as loss.
为了认识基督，这些都成了粪土。
To know Christ, all this has become done.
弟兄姊妹，还有完全的丢弃了。
He has to forsake all things.
弟兄姊妹，一个人从前以为自己有益的。
If a person still felt that he was gaining before,
要从身上完全的脱落。
To be completely set free from this self.
这是何等一场殊死的搏斗！
This has definitely is a battle.
这是神在一根身运行的大能。
This is the work of God striving mightily.
不要以为这件事是非常容易的。
Do not think this is easy.
在使徒保罗生命中，他知道这是神在他里面运行的大能。
In the life of Paul, he knew this is a mighty work of God.
因为他知道，如果从前他以为与他有益的。
Because he knew if there was anything he boasted, he thought that was gain. 今
天还是以为有益。
That he still think those things as gain.
然后他要来追求基督。
And with that thought, he still wanted to pursue God.
他要以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
He wants to have Christ as his treasure.
同时，从前与他以为有益的。
Yet he still holds on to the things that he thought as gain.
比如说，就是律法的意义说，他是无可指摘的。
Perhaps.As he says to the law in the to the righteousness in the law, he was blameless.
追求基督
he wanted to pursue Christ.
同时，从前与他有益的律法上的义是无可指摘的
He wants to gain this. He also wants to gain the blamelessness before the law.
弟兄姊妹，保罗非常的清楚，过不多久，他生命中就只剩下与我有益的
That if that's the case, then Paul was very clear.After a little while, only this gain would be left in his life.
基督不见了。
Christ would be nowhere to be found.
这是他在耶路撒冷聚会他所看到的。
That's what he saw when he gathered in Jerusalem.
那个时候耶路撒冷的聚会他们追求基督。
At that time, the church in Jerusalem was pursuing Christ.
但是从前他们以为与他们有益的摩西的律法他们今天还是以为与他们是有益的。
But they still held on to the law of Moses that they thought was gain.
你发现在耶路撒冷的聚会没过多少年。
So after several years in Jerusalem,
他们的长老亲自做见证。
Their elders testify themselves.
兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万。
Brothers, see how many tens of thousands of Hebrews were
converted. 都在为律法热心。
And they are all zealous for the law.
基督不见了。
Where is Christ then?
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
But this is amazing.
这也是非常严肃的一件事。
It is also the most serious.
我们看见许多神的儿女，他们在进到神旨意交通之前，在他们生命中有许多与他们觉得有益的。
So many brothers and sisters, they had many things in their life that were gains to them before they entered into this fellowship.
有的人从前他们的口才非常好。
Some person would be very eloquent.
他们觉得这些怎么能当粪土呢
？They would think, how come this can be considered garbage?
难道传讲主的话不需要口才吗
？If I serve the Lord, do I not need my eloquence?
我要追求基督。
If I need to pursue Christ,
从前以我以为有益的，今天照样我以为有益。
What I had considered as gain before is still gains today.
你发现那一个讲道，慢慢就只剩下口才。基督不见了。
Then you realize gradually this person's preaching will only have eloquence left. There will be no Christ in it.
我们从前不知道你以为有益的是什么。
I don't know what you consider as gain.
如果今天你还以为有益。
But if you still consider those as gain.
照着使徒保罗的描述。
According to what Paul has described.
那就是你还要宝贝这些粪土。
If you still, that means you're still treasuring these things that are actually
garbage. 我不知道你们看见没看见那个小朋友换了那个 diaper, 换了那个尿片以后有没有人把它放在公文包里。
I don't know if you have any parent who would change out the dirty diaper and put it in your briefcase.
然后回到家里炒菜的时候放在炉台上。
And then if you go home, you're cooking, you bring out this diaper, you put it on the counter.
吃饭的时候就放在碗边。
And then when you're eating, you put it right next to you.
睡觉的时候放在枕头上。
And then put it next to your pillow as you go to sleep.
我不知道在我们中间，我相信一个都没有。
I don't think there's anyone among us that would do that.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗告诉我们一件事。
But here, what Paul is telling us,
如果从前我们以为有益的
，if we had considered anything as gains,
你今天还以为有益
，and you're still treating that as your gain.
你说我要追求基督
，you say I will pursue Christ.
我以认识基督为至宝
，I will the utmost call.
祷告聚会都是这么祷告的。
We all come to prayer meeting with
the same. 我去任何的祷告聚会都是要以认识基督为至宝的。
Every prayer meeting I've attended, they have all prayed we want Christ to be.
但你发现有的神的儿女生命中真的是基督是至宝。
But there are brothers and sisters who treated Christ as the only treasure.
有些神的儿女生命中就剩下他从前他以为有益的。
And then I've seen other brothers and sisters. All they have left are these gains that they held on to.
有些神的儿女他们觉得这个经历从前他们很有益处。
Before they even held on to the experiences that used to, they had before.
他们有基督。
They had Christ.
以认识基督为至宝。
They have Christ as their utmost treasure.
但是从前以为有益的。
But what they had considered as gain.
今天都带在公文包里。
That they bring all of that.
今天都放在枕头边上。
He bring all of those things to their pillows, to their briefcase.
你发现在他生命中你看不见基督至宝。
Then gradually you realize you cannot see Christ as the treasure in their life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前看见使徒保罗在这里，他不是耸言听闻的。
Brothers and sisters, Paul is not telling scary stories.
他不是在这里好像故作，好像这个，好像做作一样。
He's not making things up here.
他这里知道说这件事何等的严肃啊。
He knows how serious this matter is.
你知道有些人他们说他们。好好读圣经的。
Some people say we need to really read the Bible.
但除了圣经以外，我们还有一个圣经 Plus.
But outside of the Bible, there is something plus.
这个圣经 Plus 对我们也很宝贵的。
And this Bible Plus is also very good for us.
弟兄姊妹，你进到他们中间不多久，圣经不读了。
After a while, if you enter into their midst, realize they will put the Bible aside.
他们只剩下圣经 Plus.
They will just have that plus next to them.
何等严肃的一件事。
This is such a serious matter.
进入基督身体里面，那个痛苦从哪里来？
What is that suffering as we enter into the body of Christ?
我们想说是因为我们彼此的这一个性格不合。
We think it's because of the friction that we have because of different personalities.
这肯定有难处。
And of course, yes, there are difficulties.
我们有的人意见太强。
Some people have very strong opinions.
有的人太肉体了。
Some people are too fleshly.
使徒保罗在这里给我们看见有一件事情是他这个 fighting to death.
But there is one thing Paul is fighting to the death.
从前你以为与你有益的
that which you considered as gain.
你今天是不是还以为与你有益
Do you still think those are gains?
那个粪土是不是还在你身上
Do you still carry this dung or this dirty diaper around?
有些神的儿女他们生来就很热心的
There are some brothers and sisters who are very passionate, very zealous.
这个热心如果不经过十字架的话
But if this zealousness cannot go through
如果这个热心还成为我的夸口的话
If it's not dealt with by the cross, it's still my boast.
我说我追求基督为至宝
I could say that I'm pursuing Christ.
最后所夸的不过是自己的热心
But at the end, you're just boasting on your own zealousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等严肃的一件事！
This is so serious.
神的教会今天落在多少软弱的里面？
How many weaknesses have the Church of Christ?
谁不知道以认识基督耶稣为至宝？
Because they did not know Christ is the only.
大家都知道。
We all know that He's the treasure.
弟兄姊妹，可是，在我们生命中，你发现我们所宝贵的，其实是我们从前以为与我们有益的。
That, but at the end, you realize all that we are treasuring.Are the things that used to be called gains, considered gains to us.
哥罗西书我觉得太亮了。
So I think this book of Colossians brings in so much light.
哇，这个哥罗西书实在是摸到我们的深处。
Because it really touches the depth of us.
弟兄姊妹，你不要去管别人。
Don't look at others.
你自己回去，你问问主。
You go before the Lord yourself.
主，我从前我以为有益的。
Lord, how many things do I consider
gains? 是不是今天他还在我生命中？
Are they still treasures in my life?
我不觉得它是粪土。
I don't consider them as.
我觉得它是仍然与我有益的。
I still think that they are gains to me.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战就在这里。
This is the battle.
为什么讲什么好像都是在那里，好像这个讲不进去一样
？This is why so many preachings cannot enter in.
你好像觉着这个鸡对鸭讲一样。
It's as if the chickens preaching to the duck.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现说这一个好像格格不入啊
，as if nothing fits in。
说道理谁说不过谁呢
？Who does not know how to preach？
有什么是你知道我不知道的
？What do you know that I don't know better？
你知道进入神旨意的交通，我知道进入父子圣灵的交通。
You talk about the fellowship into the fellowship of His purpose. I can talk to you about the fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现神的儿女不知道为什么落在许多好像不知道的那种的软弱的里面。
For some reason, the children of God falls into all of these weaknesses. We didn't know where they come from.
使徒保罗他知道，如果在我们生命当中
，So Paul knows very clearly.
我们从前以为与我们有益的
，That which we considered as gain.
无论它是什么
，No matter what it is.
无论你觉得是属世的也好，还是属灵的也好
，whether it's something that's worldly, something that's spiritual，
今天因认识基督，都是粪土。
If before the knowing Christ, they are all considered.
不要误会，我不是说我们不能有经历。
Do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have any experience of the Lord.
我们所有的经历没有一样是我们的夸口。
But none of our experience can be considered as boast.
不要误会我，我不是说不能有热心。
Do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be zealous.
如果我的热心还是我的夸口。
But if I still boast unto my own zealousness.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在我生命中没有基督之宝。
Then you will not see the treasure of Christ Himself.
我从这一个荣耀的交通里出去了。
Then I would have departed from this glory.
哥罗西的弟兄姊妹，他们就是这样出去了。
And therefore, Paul is warning these brothers and sisters.
哇，他看到神的儿女离开这样荣耀的交通，他里面说我要 fighting to death.
as he sees the brothers and sisters leaving from this fellowship of this glory, he's striving to the death. Because he knew if the children of God leaves this fellowship, then the testimony of God will have no way on the earth.
弟兄姊妹, 我们何等需要十字架, 在我们身上做深的工作呀,
how we need the cross to do a deeper work in our life.
只有十字架能够除去这些所谓的基督 plus,
that only the cross can take away these Christ plus in our life.
弟兄姊妹, 只有十字架在我们身上做这样纯净的工作,
and only the cross can do a work of simplicity.
我们想说有一点面笑, 有什么了不起的?
If we say, oh, so what if we have some yeast in the dough?
主耶稣说, 只要有一点面笑, 就是你有三斗面, 你都说我是圣父圣子圣灵, 我都这样追求, 完全以认识主耶稣为至宝, 过不多久, 全都成了笑。
But the Lord says, a little yeast will rise up the whole dough. Doesn't matter how much you can say and preach.
我们说, 主说你要先求神的国和神的义。
So the Lord says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
这个英文这我觉得很好。 第一,
first,
求神的国和神的义。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
第二, 求学业。
Then seek second your degrees.
第三, 求家庭。
Seek third your families.
第四, 求什么我不知道了。
Seek fourth, I don't even know what.
弟兄姊妹, 什么叫第一求神的国?
What does it really mean to seek first?
第一求神的国和神的义。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
在圣经里面我们找不到第二。
There is no second.
使徒保罗常常说第一是什么?
What's first to Apostle Paul?
这个保罗常常说第一。
Paul often in his writing says first.
我们就找哪是第二呢?
And then you will read, what's second? What's second?
我在我们查经的时候背过好多次了，第二是什么？
We have gone so many times in different Bible studies. What's second?
弟兄姊妹, 第一是神的这个国神的义, 第二也是神的国神的义。
Seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness. Seeking second His kingdom and His righteousness.
第三也是神的国和神的义。
Seeking third His kingdom and His righteousness.
因为我们所需用的, 圣经说得很清楚, 天父早已经知道了。
And the Bible is very clear. The Father knows all that we need.
这些是加给我们,
all these things will be added.
不是你求出来的,
you don't need to pray for it.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们从来不为自己的需要祷告。
I'm not saying that we stop praying for our own needs.
但是我们绝不能停在这里。
But we don't stop there.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要在神面前看见说, 什么时候我们生命中有这一点点的掺杂。
If we have even a little mixture in our life.
有的弟兄姊妹说, 哎呀，这个我们今天生活太忙了。
Some people say today we're so busy.
我们面临的挑战太多了。
So many challenges in our life.
你们从德国来，你们不知道啊。
You come from Germany, you have no idea.
我们美国人生活在火深水热之中。We
Americans, we live in deep water.
哪像你们一放假就30天。
It's not like you, you have 30-day vacation.
你根本不知道我们的难处。
You have no idea how busy we are.
我们就暂时在地上先做这个财主好了。
That we just be a landlord on this earth.
这个 Richmond.
Richmond, we will just be this Richmond temporarily.
到了将来我再做拉萨路。
And later on, we will become a Lazarus.
弟兄姊妹, 你发现在我们的生命中就只剩下财主了。
But later on, you find out you will only be a Richmond.
我们在神面前如果以认识单单以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
But if Christ is our only treasure,
你觉着我们的生活如何?
Do you think what your life will become?
不仅是有我们所羡慕的那种的好生活,
not only the Lord bless you with a good life,
远远超过,
but much more than that.
主的见证不仅在第一代, 第二代, 代代相传。
The testimony of the Lord not only stays in your generation, the next generation, but from generation to generation.
弟兄姊妹, 这里面使徒保罗他要 fighting to death, 他要在这里有一场的诸死的搏斗。
Here Apostle Paul is really fighting to death.
因为十字架能够带我们进入到这样荣耀的旨意交通里面。
Because the cross can bring us into this glorious fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太荣耀了。
It is so glorious.
我想因为时间的缘故，我只能够稍微讲一点点的重点。
And I can only talk about these small key points.
但是这些弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前，如果让主的灵来光照我们。
But if we allow the Spirit of the Lord to shine His light on us,
你发现这个十字架，它不仅仅带我们进入到这样宝贵的旨意的交通里面。
We'll find out this cross not only will bring us into this glorious
fellowship. 让我们单单地认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
That we will only seek the treasure of Christ.
它让我们宝贝每一个在基督身体的每一个肢体。
But they will cause all of us to treasure every member of the body of Christ.
它让我们知道我们在这个身体里，我们到底在哪里。
He will let us know what our position is in the body.
你知道有些人说我们都要连于元首基督。
Some people will say we are all connected to the head, Christ.
你知道这个是讲到我们里面生命的连接。
This is to talk about the life within us that's connected to Christ.
不是指的你在外面，在基督身体里你的位置说的。
This is not to talk about your outward position in the body.
我这个手要连于我的头。
It's to say my hand is connected to my head.
它可不可以连到这里？
It's not to say it's connected here.
脚也连于元首。
My feet are also connected to the head.
我全身都连于元首。
My whole body connected to the head.
那就没有办法长进。
Then how do you grow?
十字架非常的奇妙。
The cross is wondrous.
当我们里面和基督元首连接的时候，
When the life within us is connected to the head of Christ.
手知道自己的位置。
The hand will know where he belongs.
他觉着他和耳和鼻和口和头的距离是一样的。
He will feel that his connection, his distance to the head is the same as the ear, the nose.
因为只有在旧造的里面，我们觉着这个手离头太远了。
In the old creation, we think that our hands are too far from the head.
在新造的里面。
But in new creation,
弟兄姊妹，那是何等奇妙的合一啊！
What a wonderful unity.
每个人都知道自己的位置在哪里。
Everyone would know where it belongs.
弟兄姊妹，进入神旨意的交通，实在是我们一切问题的解答。
So to enter into the fellowship of His will would be the answer to all of our questionings.
我想我们在这里所能交通的，我可以说真的是连一半都不到。
Really, half cannot be fancied, cannot be shared here.
弟兄姊妹。主的话实在太丰富了。
The word of the Lord is so rich.
但是我们相信主的灵能带我们进入到这一个荣耀旨意交通的实际的当中。
But I trust the Spirit of God is able to bring us into the reality of this fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有理由灰心。
We have no reason to.
我们没有理由我们放弃。
We have no reason to give up.
你看哥罗西书第一章这里面，他讲盼望讲了三次。
Here it talks about hope three times.
哦，属天的盼望。
The hope of the heavenly hope.
福音的盼望。
The hope of the gospel.
基督在我们里面就是荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹，进入神旨意的交通，我们真的充满了盼望。
If you can enter into the fellowship of His will, you are filled with hope.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌让我们天天看教会的软弱。
Today, the enemy will want us to see all the weaknesses of the church.
圣经里告诉我们，当以色列百姓在那里看教会，他们是属那个耶路撒冷的城楼。
The Bible tells us as the Israelites see the church, it's as if they were counting the ramparts of Jerusalem.
你知道今天的人来到聚会中的垃圾桶。
Today, some people will go to fellowships and count how many trash cans they have.
你们这么多的垃圾。
There are so many garbages.
你们这么多的难处。
You have so many difficulties.
你看你们的年轻人。
You see the young people among you.
你看你们这些人。
See
看看你们的家庭。
Look at your families.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
我们的心要受割礼。
Our heart needs to be circumcised.
我们里面。被带进这荣耀的交通的里面。
That we can be brought into this glorious fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面充满了属天的盼望。
That we can be filled with hope.
充满了福音的盼望。
Hope, heavenly hope.
基督在我们里面就是荣耀的盼望。
That Christ in us is the hope of glory.
神的教会是有盼望的，弟兄姊妹。
There is hope to the church of God.
无论环境多么艰难。
No matter how difficult.
今天教会要在基督耶稣里面经历基督的得胜。
That today the church can and will experience the victory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣就是我们的盼望。
Because Christ Himself is our hope.
这个荣耀的交通就是我们一切问题的解答。
And this glorious fellowship is the answer to all of our questionings.
愿主的灵真的来激励我们。
May the Holy Spirit of God really encourage us.
时代是艰难的，弟兄姊妹。
It is difficult.
时代是艰难的。
It truly is.
主耶稣
difficult.
真的要裂天而降啊。
But the Lord.
在黎明前最黑暗的时候
at the darkest time of
before, 我们的责任不是去看这些黑暗的事情
our responsibility is not to look at the darkness
我们的责任是进入神旨意的交通
but our responsibility is to enter into this fellowship of God's will
无论仇敌有多少的诡计
no matter how deceitful is the enemy
有多少的灵
How many trickeries of different spirits?
靠着那爱我们的主，在这一切的事上都得胜有余了。
By the love of God, we can be more than overcomers.
愿主的灵来激励我们。
May the Spirit of God encourage us.
我们的眼目都定睛在主耶稣身上。
That we can be stirred up to cast our eyes.
忘记背后，努力向前呢。
Forget what lies behind and press on
forward. 单单以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
For the knowledge of Christ to be our only treasure.
让十字架除去我们身上所有的所谓基督的 plus.
So that all the cross can take away all the Christ plus in our lives.
让神在这样一个时代里得着一个单纯的器皿。
That in such a generation,
一个团体单纯的器皿。
The Lord can gain a simple and pure vessel.
让主的心得着满足。
A corporate vessel that His heart can be pleased.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们何等感谢你
Lord how we thank you
我们感谢你在十字架上所成功的实在是何等伟大的救恩
Lord we thank you for such a great salvation you accomplished on that cross
你要把我们都带到一个地步实在超过我们一切所求所想
That you will bring us to such a place that transcends all of our imagination
主愿你的灵在这里来激励你的儿女
Lord may you stir up your children by your spirit
向你有这样的祷告
So that we can have such a prayer.
让你自己荣耀的旨意丰满的知识充满在我们里面。
That the knowledge of your glorious will can fill us.
带我们进入神旨意的交通的里面。
You can bring us into the fellowship of your will.
让我们与你同行。
That we can walk with you.
让你得着一般跟随羔羊的百姓。
That you can gain the people that follows the lamb.
无论羔羊往哪里去他们都愿意跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, we can follow.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.